Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5, the Bible says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Praise the Lord. What a blessing we have as we see in God's Word as He begins to speak to us. And I won't preach just a little bit this night, if God will help me, on the transition. Amen. On the transition. One of these days we're going to be transitioned out of here. One of these days we're going to go, and the Bible says by faith. I don't know about you, but it's going to be by faith that we're transitioned. The transition is going to take place when we believe and trust Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be according to His plan, His will, and it's going to be right on time. Amen. It's not going to be late. It's not going to be too late. It's not going to be too early. Ain't you glad for that? But praise God, it's going to be when God calls us out of here to be with Him. And boy, what a day that'll be. But the Bible says that by faith, that's how everybody gets in. If you're going to be translated by God, if you're going to go through a translation period that's pleasing unto Him, it's going to be through faith, believing, trusting Him, amen, by accepting what God says, walking in the truths of this old book, letting it speak to our hearts, getting guidance, amen, from the throne of grace, that it might move upon you and move upon me, and we'll come together, as the Bible said, to exhort one another and to lift each other up as God lifts us up, kind of like He did this morning, to a little higher plateau where you get a little better peak, a little better look into glory. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Hey, Joe, don't you like it when God comes along and He comes to where we're at, praise His holy name, and we get caught up in faith and we believe that God can and we believe that God does, and He lifts us up, praise God, and He lifts us up and He gets us a little higher and He gets us a little higher, and the next thing you know, praise God, you're afloat and above everything, and the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart, and I'm not talking about physically, I'm talking about spiritual things tonight. God Almighty just lifts you up there to a little higher place than this old world would have you to go, and He lets you see the glory of God and the glory of the universe that He made, and the power that He has that precedes and supersedes anything that we have here. We can see, we know what they've got. We've got missiles and warheads, and we've got atomic bombs and nuclear warheads. But I want to say, praise God, them don't hold nothing to the power of God. He's still in heaven, and He has all power in heaven and earth. What does that mean? That He's more powerful than all those things put together. You know how now I know God's got all power? Because He has enough power to blow the devil plumb out of me. Amen. Praise God. He has the devil to blow the devil plumb out of you. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Hey, He lights something down in your soul. There's something that penetrates. It goes from your head to your heart. Praise God. It's like a fuse on a stick of dynamite. And when that thing goes off, glory, hallelujah, something that happens down in your soul, Brother Bill. It transposes your life. It transitions you from one place to another in the Spirit of God. And we realize that there is a God, and that He's real, and He loves us, and He cares for us. And He said, by faith, Enoch was translated. He went through a translation process because of faith. Praise God, that ignited, went off down in his soul, and he turned his eyes to a thrice holy God, and he realized that there was something better farther on. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated. He should not see death. So he was not found because God had translated him. Who translated him? God. Amen. If they listen, if there's going to be a transition process in your life or mine, it'll take God to do it. And we'll have to believe in faith, praise God, that He can. Amen. The word believe means to trust in, to rely on, and to hear to. We got to trust on in the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious word of truth. We got to trust in Him. We got to rely on Him because He's the only one that can. Glory, hallelujah. And we got to adhere to Him. We got to listen to what He says. You can't do it by yourself. I can't do it by myself. But there's a God of heaven. He said, if you'll trust in me, if you'll believe on me, I can translate you. I can transition you from what you were, what you could have been, to what you shall be. Amen. I'm looking for a glorious day of His appearing. Praise God, and I'll be like Him. I fail miserably day by day. But you know what it takes? You know what it took Enoch to get... You know what? I was walking up on the hill this afternoon just kind of trying to think on the Lord. And I got to, you know what it took for Enoch to have that translation? You know what it took for Enoch to begin to realize the power of the Almighty God? It took some people, it took somebody that began to call upon the Lord and seek His face and turn their face toward the Lord and begin to desire the things of God. Amen. A lot of times I believe we sit back on a stone, our stool of do nothing. We wait on somebody else to be that person. I want to tell you this, listen to me very carefully. There's one person in every family, praise God, that can help make a transition in that whole family. There's one person in every family can make a difference today. Amen. When we allow God to be our escape. When we come in faith like Enoch did, trust in the Lord. Amen. We'll see transition take place. First, number one, we'll see a transition take place in our own life. That fuse, praise God, the Holy Spirit will burn from our head to our heart. It'll go off, boom, and it'll blow the junk out of our life. It'll blow the sorriness out of our life. It'll blow the malcontent out of our life. It'll blow that wickedness and vileness out of our life. We'll not want that no more. We'll want the good things of God. We'll want the touch of His Holy Spirit. We'll get a hold of that, and we'll want to go with that. Amen. The Bible says, Look over in Genesis. Let's just go there. Bible says in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 26, the last verse of that chapter. Bible says, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son. And he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. We see that name Enos. It literally means mortal. Amen. The Bible says that Seth had a son. He was that one that was born. That was born of Adam and Eve to take the place or one of the children after Abel, after Cain rose up and slew his brother. And then Seth come along. And when Seth had a young'un, he named his name Enos, which literally means mortal. And when that mortal come along, praise God, he said, then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something tonight, church. We'll never begin to call on the name of God until we realize that we're not God, that we're just mortal beings passing through this old world. Praise God, we're just somebody going somewhere, and we don't have no direction, and we don't have no focus, and we don't have no help to get there. But when we realize, praise God, in ourselves, that we can't make it, the journey's too hard, the journey's too long, there's too many hills and vales. Praise God, and what we have to do is realize that we're going to have to trust somebody else to get us there. And it said that, I had a son named Enos, and Enos began to call upon the name of the Lord. He began to call upon God. I won't say tonight, young'uns, it's going to take you and me. You can't depend on anybody else. You're going to have to call upon the Lord. You're going to have to seek God Almighty in this last day we live. If we're going to see folks saved, if we see a transition take place in our homes, in our lives, in our communities, in our schools, in our government, praise God, in our church house, hey, it's going to take a transition in your life. Amen. It's going to take a transition in your life to see that happen. There's going to have to be a time when somebody begins to call upon the Lord. Amen. This is serious business. It's serious business. We've got to call upon the Lord if we're going to see God move. And the Bible says here that he began to call upon the Lord. Amen. Then the Bible says, that Enoch come along. It said in verse 21 of Genesis 5, said Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Now Jared, the Bible says, Jared was 165 years and he begot Eunuch. And Jared after he begot, lived after he begot Eunuch, Enoch, verse 19, 800 years he begot sons and daughters. And all the days with Jared was 962 years and he died. But he had a little old boy named Enoch. And people had begin to call upon the Lord and begin to seek the face of God. Amen. The Bible said that Jared lived 962 years and he begot Enoch. Amen. Praise God. Jared was Enoch's dad. Amen. Praise God. It said he lived 65 years and he begot a son. And no telling how many more younguns he had. He said he begot sons and daughters. But old Enoch stood out. Praise God. There was something about Enoch. When men had begun to call upon the Lord, Enoch realized there was something the peculiar about a people that would call upon a God. And the Bible said that Enoch, I believe he listened for all those years that he's there with his daddy. From the time daddy was 65 till Enoch went out of here. Hey, listen to me. Jared had a little boy named Enoch, and Enoch walked with God. Can you imagine what it'd been like? Praise God to see the transition in that little old boy as he come up in life. And I believe old Jared must have been a godly man, and he walked with God because he said men begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And it doesn't say anywhere in here that they quit calling. He said they called upon the name of the Lord, and they kept calling upon the name of the Lord. And that little old boy grew up in that. Can you imagine that? You know what took place, youngs? I tell you what took place. There was some Holy Ghost moving just like it was this morning. And the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of that little old boy. He was in a place where he could see God and he could see people that love God. And God touched his heart and God began to take him in the right direction. Amen. We see all these little old youngins today and they're going in the wrong direction. You know why that is? Because they have no direction at all. There's nobody to direct them. There's nobody to lead them. I said, boy, I just wish they'd do better. Amen. Glory to God. They ain't going to do better by themselves. Amen. It's going to take a transition in their lives. They're going to have to see God and realize, praise God, they can't, but He can. They're going to have to realize that power of an Almighty God. And it takes faith to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 22 of Genesis 5, and Enoch walked with God. Amen. Lord, hallelujah. Can you see that? He didn't say the Bible says he walked with God. Amen. He didn't walk in front of him. He didn't walk behind him. He didn't follow after. The Bible says, praise God, that Enoch walked with God. Said everywhere Enoch went, praise God, God went with him. He walked with God, praise God, all the days of his life. Said all the days, praise God, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Ain't it amazing how that's the number of days we have in our calendar year? Amen. Praise the Lord. 365 years, not days. It said Enoch walked with God and was not. Amen. Because he said, for God took him. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, how did that happen? How did that transition happen in this little old boy's life? I mean, this little old boy that was born to Jared, and Jared, well, after men began to call upon God, and God began to minister to his heart, and God began to do things for him. And now listen to me. God didn't do the same thing for all them little old boys. He only mentions Enoch here. Maybe there was some others that got right with God, some others that served the Lord, but old Enoch stood out, praise God, because he walked with God. Amen. Let me tell you something. All these little youngins is wanting to stand out. They're wanting to be peculiar. They're putting rings and tattoos and everything else all over them. My goodness, you see little old youngins that look like they fell in a tackle box and got every hook in them. Amen. Bless their hearts. It's pitiful. Amen. They sit down, they try to eat, and they got so many gadgets hanging off their lips, they can't get food in their mouth. Amen. Couldn't blow their nose if they wanted to. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they just want to be peculiar. They just want to stand out. Let me tell you how to stand out, praise God. You just start walking with God. Amen. You just stay with the Lord. You start praising God. You start bowing, praying over your food. You start lifting up your hands in Jesus. You start telling people about the love of God. You start telling about a Savior and His name is Jesus. You start telling about a cross of Calvary where He died for the sins of the world. You start telling them how much He loved them. He loved them so much that He did that for them. Amen. You'll stand out. Listen to me. You'll stand out like a sore thumb. Amen. You don't need the gadgets and the gimmicks of this world to stand out before God. All you need, praise God, is the God of heaven in your life. Praise God. To walk with God. To stand out. To be peculiar. Amen. But said Enoch walked with God. And that was by faith he did that. It was faith in God that gave him a walk with God. Listen, without faith in God, you'd never be able to walk with God. Because the Bible says it's impossible to please Him. Amen. Without faith. We can go along and say, well, I believe in God. But without faith in God. You'd say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a walk that we have, praise God, because we believe and we trust Him. Because we know that He is God. And besides Him, there's none other. There's nobody else that can help us like He can. Amen. We'll pack up people and we'll send them to Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and Dr. Do-Right and everything else trying to get them help. But I tell you who will help them the most is Dr. Jesus. When Dr. Jesus come walking down the road and they got them demon-possessed people to Him, Jesus come in, praise God, and He cast them out. Amen. He didn't try to psychoanalyze them. Say, well, I believe what it is and what's needed here. Oh, no, he knew exactly what it was. He knew they was demons, they was wickedness in that life, in that person, in that body, in their heart, and he had cast it out. They called out, they cried out, they called him by name. They knew who he was. Let me tell you, every wicked deed in this country, in this world, in every person, praise God, it knows who Jesus is. Praise God, but when we call upon him, and he calls upon us, and he, praise God, and when he says it, demons will come out. Amen. We need some exorcism in this world we live through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. He's the only one that can take those demons out of us. He's the only one that can take those wicked desires. He's the only one that can take that hatefulness and that attitude away from us. Amen. He's the only one to give us a new life. Praise God. They begin to call upon God. And Enoch began to walk with God. And he began to talk with God. Can you just imagine this? I know I've got a vivid imagination, but I can just see old Enoch. Praise God, as he's a walk. Now they've done got kicked out of the garden. The curse is. Can you imagine how long they would have lived if they hadn't fell under the curse? Old Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. Now Methuselah, his name literally means, basically means after this than that. Because praise God, when Methuselah's life was ended, there's going to be a flood take place. And God says, Enoch walked with God. He had a son named Methuselah. And he said, praise God. He said, whenever it's said and done, he said, I'm going to deal with this mess. But praise God. But the Bible says, oh, Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. He talked with God. He believed on God. He trusted the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. He said, Enoch walked with God and was not. One day God says, Enoch, praise God. Boy, I just love fellowship. He said, I just love fellowshipping with you so much. I just want you to go home with me. Amen. The Bible said, praise God, he compelled him and he went. I don't think he had to do a whole lot of compelling to you. And then praise God, the Bible said he walked with God. Praise the Lord, he walked with him. And one day God just called him up to be with him where he was. Amen. If you look in the book of Jude, the Bible talks about old Enoch. The book of Jude, verse number 14. And the Bible says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Now he said Enoch was the seventh generation from Adam. Amen. So seven generations had done come and gone. And there was a time when men forgot to worship God, forgot to call upon God. But then said Bible, it said men begin to call upon God again. Said Enoch also, seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. He said to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed. In other words, he said they were null and void of the things of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the heart for God, the actions for God, a relationship for God, a direction from God, praise God, a help and a hope from God. He said they were null and void on all that. Hey, but don't it sound like America today? Don't it sound like the world we live in today? They're null and void for the cause of Christ. They don't know who He is and they don't care to know the Bible. Hey, listen, they tell us that back in 2000, I believe it's 2009, they said that 87%, I believe it was, or 89% of Americans, praise God, confess to be Christians in the United States. You know what it is today? Today it's down to 56%. 56%, just barely over half of Americans. We wonder why everybody, why it's in the shape that we're in, because people's turned their back on God. We quit walking with God. We quit trusting in the Lord. And praise God, we've lost our way. Amen. I said He is the way, the truth, and the life. But He said He called down judgment, ungodly deeds. Had committed, and he said, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. How many here today, praise God, that say, hey, listen, we don't care nothing about Jesus. We don't care nothing about the Bible. He had a lady on the other night, and she was ranting and raving. She said, I don't want you Christian people to tell me what to do, how to live. She said, I don't care what your Bible, what that book says. Man, the attitude of bitterness and hatred toward God. The only hope, only help we'll have. I want to tell you, one day she'll care. Amen. Enoch tried to warn them. During his lifetime, he tried to preach. He was a preacher of righteousness. He prophesied of these things. He said, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of His saints. Amen. To execute judgment upon all and convince all that ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. He said, these are murmurers and complainers walking after their own lust and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. They was looking at what they could get. But I want to say, old Enoch was a walking with God. And he wasn't walking with Him to see what he could get. He was walking with Him because of what he had. Amen. Listen, I ain't walking with God today, Brother Bobby, because of what I can get. I'm walking with God because of what I have. I have a hope and a promise. I have a God in heaven. I have a Savior, praise God, who saved me by His marvelous grace. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. My name is there. My name is there. My name is there. Ain't you glad, praise God, that your name is there? And one day in a little while they'll call a roll over in glory and they'll call out your name, praise His holy and glory, and boy, you'll jump up and you'll say, here I am, praise God. Amen. Whew. Can you just imagine that? And there'll be a roar go up in that place. Amen. Praise God. But won't it be a sad day? Those that don't walk with God, those that won't walk with God, there's a place written for their name too. The Lamb's Book of Life. And one day that name be called out. And that name will not be called out because their name's not written. Those people be, and the Bible said, the great white throne judgment. They'll stand and they'll give an account. Their name will be called. Their name will be called. And they'll look in that Lamb's Book of Life and there's no place. And they'll pull out another book. And you say, well, preacher, I never did ask Jesus. I never asked Jesus to forgive me my sins. I never asked Jesus to save me. But boy, praise God, I'm glad I done all these good works. I preached last Wednesday night. It's not of works, lest any man to boast. You're not saved by your good works, praise God. The only good work you can do is accept Jesus as your Savior. Amen. That's the only thing that'll get you to heaven, praise God. But the Bible says that old Enoch walked with God. Amen. And it's counted to him the righteous, praise God. But Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him the righteous for righteousness. It was faith, praise God, that makes a difference. The faith, praise God, is what will make a difference in my life and yours today. So we see old Enoch, praise God. He said he was translated, and he didn't. They should not see death. He should not see death. Amen. It was already predetermined. God says, I'm just going to take that old boy home. Amen. I'm going to pluck him out of here. Amen. Before the time of sorrow comes. He said, before that great flood has to come, I'm going to bring him out. That's the top of the rapture of the church. We see Enoch taken out of here to go be with the Lord. And then we see wickedness upon the world and as it exaggerates. And then we see the time of judgment that comes when God sent a flood. But the Bible said he should not see death. And said they looked around and they wasn't found. Can you imagine? I thought about this. And I'm just about done. Jared looked around Enoch's daddy one day and he was talking to Mama. He said, Mama, I said, I'm so proud of Enoch. She said, well, I am too. She said, no, you don't understand. I'm so proud of Enoch. He said, every day. He said, I get that. And I thought for a while the boy was losing his mind because he was always talking to somebody. And I thought, well, you know, I thought when he was a little boy he had an imaginary friend, but I know now it ain't. She said, well, I've noticed that too. The boy's kind of peculiar. I said, yeah. I said, he just walk around just talking to somebody. And Jared said, you know who that is, Mama? He said, he's talking to the Lord. Amen. And he said, and I got to notice and I got to watching him. You know, if you got God on you, people start noticing something in you. And I believe old Jared said, I read a lot of things and stuff. But I believe old Jared got to seeing that in a Enoch. And he said, I've been watching the boy, honey. And said, he's a talking to somebody. He's talking to the Lord. But I got to watching him. And when he talks to the Lord, sometimes he'll get real quiet. And you watch his expression will change. And honey, you ain't gonna... He said, but the Lord's a talking to Enoch. Amen. He said, I see something down in him. I see a change in him. I see an expression. I see a godliness and a godwardness. I praise God. He's a walking with God. He's a talking with God. And I believe God's a talking to him, honey. He's a peculiar youngin. The Bible said we're supposed to be peculiar. He said, come out from among, talking about this world. He said, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. I believe Enoch was peculiar. I believe he's a little different. I believe he was a preaching the righteousness of God, the right way to walk, the right way to talk, the right way to live. Hey, because men begin to call upon God. If we'll call upon God, God will give us direction. Amen. If there's any misdirection in our life, praise God, it ain't his fault. It's our fault. But the Bible said he was translated. Amen. He said that because God had translated him, he wasn't found. He looked around one day, old Jared got to looking around. He said, Mom, have you seen Enoch? And he says, no, I ain't seen him. Said, the last time I seen him, honey, said he was going down the road this morning. And he was talking again. Amen. Said he was lifing and joy in his heart. He said he was just full of joy overflowing. He was just going down through there beside himself. I bet all neighbors probably thought that boy's crazy. I mean, said, Jared, that boy of yours, he ain't got good sense. He goes down the road, he just laughs and carries on, has him a time. Oh, but ain't nobody around. Ain't something wrong with that boy. Oh, Jared said, just leave him alone. He's all right. He won't hurt nobody. Amen. He said, yeah, I seen him go down the road this morning. Boy, he was having him a time. He looked like he was really enjoying himself. In conversation. Amen. Good fellowship. He said, that's all right, glory, hallelujah. He said, he'll probably be home about supper time. Amen. But the Bible says that God got to enjoy in being with old Enoch so much. Amen. Enoch's faith in the Lord, praise God, he was talking, communicating. He was having a time with God. Men began to call upon the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, young, we can have a good time in the Lord if we want to. It's what we want to. Our want-tos just need to change. Amen. Praise God. They will if you say, if you believe in faith. But I said, by faith, he was translated. Amen. He's gone. Amen. Oh, Enoch just walking down through there, strolling along, talking to God. Amen. All of a sudden, God just said, you know what, Enoch? I'm enjoying this so much. Why don't we just continue this over at my house? Amen. Praise the Lord. And oh, Enoch, I know I got a vivid imagination, but I can just say, oh, Enoch, he's walking along, Brother Chris, and all of a sudden he starts losing gravitation. just like he's an invisible escalator up into glory. He's just walking along. Amen. And he don't even realize that he's bidding this world goodbye. Amen. Praise God. He's a walking on. He said he was translated. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Up in the portals of glory, he was translated to be with the Lord. He didn't even need to look back, because everything that he needed was up ahead. Amen. What he needed, praise God, was leading him in the path and the glory. Praise God. Amen. So old Enoch just kept marching on, talking, communing with God. And all of a sudden, he pulled up to those pearly gates. Amen. And the Lord said to the gatekeeper, "Open wide, ye gates, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory, come in." And them, Psalm 24 said, "Them gates fling open." And old Enoch, he's still talking with God. He ain't realized that he's arrived over home. Amen. Praise God, he's still rejoicing. He's still praising God. He's still having him a time. That's what's going to... He said that he did not see death, but he was translated. Let me tell you, youngest, praise God, if we just keep our eyes on the Lord, we'll keep our eyes and our hope and our faith in Him. I don't believe we'll see it, praise God. I believe we'll just march on into glory, and we'll leave all this sadness behind us. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a promise we have. And amen. We can't do it without faith, though. He said it takes faith in the Lord, amen, to enter in like old Enoch did. To bypass all the tragedy and heartache that's coming on this world one day. But he says in verse 6, and I'm done, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is, and now watch this, don't miss this, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The Bible said that men begin to call upon the Lord. They begin to seek Him diligently. God began to bless, and God began to touch, and God began to send down faith, more faith, abundant faith. And oh, ain't he believed God. Amen. Praise God. And he began to walk with God. The Bible said that Enoch walked with God and was not. He was translated and went to glory, went to heaven. Amen. Praise God. I tell you tonight, youngins, if we'll just believe on the Lord, trust in God, one day in a little while we'll be translated also. We're translated here by the Spirit of God into a new creature, a new creation, a new life, a living creature. Amen. Living in the Spirit. And one day, praise God, we'll be translated into the presence of the Lord. And so, the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad we have that hope today? Ain't you glad you know who He is? Amen.